This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. Let's get this show on the road. Tonight's interview is with Chris Watson and his new CD called Pleasure and Pain.
Just can't put you down. I'm in a bad way, baby, 'cause I just can't put you down. All my friends said to leave you alone, but I keep on coming around. First time I tried to leave, I was back the very next day. Keeps me coming back for more. Guess I'm just a glutton for punishment, and my heart is used to being sore. But I'll be back again tomorrow and let you mistreat me forevermore.
Another one by Chris Watson.
I ain't wasting no more time with you being on. done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home. Gonna meet my mother over there, baby. Well, I believe I'm gonna meet my mother over there. I believe I'm gonna meet my mother over there, baby. I'm going home to live with God. There'll be no more dying over there, baby. Well, there ain't gonna be no sickness and dying over there. There ain't gonna be no more dying over there, baby. I'm going home.
Welcome to WTFRadio.me. We're talking freedom. Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson from the Chris Watson Band. How you doing today, Chris?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, sure. Chris, I've got a lot of compliments on your music on my radio show. And it seems like everybody says, where's this guy playing? Where is he playing next? What have you been up to as far as performances and everything since the last time I saw you?
Well, since the last time we talked, we've just been spending all of our time traveling all over the country and getting everything we can, working on a new album. We just released a new album that it doesn't have the street date until May 15th, where it will be online, iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. But we do have copies of it that we're selling off the stage, and it's available for download, pre-download on my website, chriswatsonband.com. But we've just been spending all our time doing that and moving forward and kind of having the fall forward effect to just keep on pushing.
Well, what about, we were talking a little bit ago about your change in style a little bit. The album that I had before was definitely blues, Southern rock style of play. Now tell everybody about this switch that you're making on this new CD.
Well, I've always had the idea in my head that I didn't ever want to be just a blues artist. I wanted to be more versatile than that and not play a genre that's quite as small on the pie chart of musical genres. So I got into, I've always been into soul music, you know, classic R&B, Al Green, you know, Stevie Wonder, guys like that. And so we did, we kind of headed more into that direction, into more just the soul music. And it includes blues influence, but it also includes R&B, classic R&B, funk, a little bit of Southern rock here and there. We kind of just molded it all together, and I put my stamp on it, and that's what we came up with. I've got a song on there that we're covering by Bobby Womack, who is one of my favorite R&B artists from the 70s, and we're doing one of his tunes and some other guys, and just a lot of, most of it's original, and it's just soul music. I'm under the impression that if you play the music and you play it well and you play it with conviction and you're saying something meaningful, that people are going to like it no matter what it is. And so I try to take the, the stigma of traditional blues or any kind of stigma of any genre off of it and just make it music. And you either like it or you don't. And if you like it, then like it. And if you don't, then don't. There's not much I can do about it. So that's kind of the direction we're headed in. I've been calling it Southern Soul, and I think that's an all-encompassing term. And I don't want to alienate anybody before they even hear it. You know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying, because predominantly the people in my generation, you know, the 70s generation, they're the ones that kind of like the genre that you had on your last CD. Well, let's listen to this first song. We're going to listen to a song called Heart on My Sleeve. We'll come back and talk a little bit about that. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Overturf on WTFRadio.me and Chris Watson. Okay, I'm back. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson. Chris, tell everybody a little bit about that song. It's the first one on your CD. It's called Heart on My Sleeve.
Well, since we've moved into this Motown soul funk world, it's kind of got that flair to it. And I really enjoy that song. It's just really, it's funky, and it's got a lot of drive and beat. And the idea behind it is I wear my heart on my sleeve on display, and then it's the end line is you can look, but just don't touch, something like that. And it's kind of my approach to the world of relationships and being a 26-year-old person that doesn't have much luck in relationships. So as most of my songs end up, but it's like that, but it's focused around the music, and I wrote the music and then I wrote the words, and that's kind of how it came about. And that's kind of how most of these songs came about, is failed relationships and hard times.
Well, when you get wealthy someday, you'll lose your inspiration. You won't be writing or performing anything. You'll just be wealthy sitting out by the pool.
Yeah, I won't know what to do with myself.
Right. You know, and all of your inspiration will be robbed of you. Be saying, man, that pain used to inspire me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about one of these other. What other song on here do you like? What,
I wrote, there's a song on there called Happiest Day of My Life. And that song I wrote, I tell the story when I play the song, but it's, I dated this girl for about 6 months, and she liked to celebrate dumb things like a six-month anniversary, let's say. And she wanted to celebrate our six-month anniversary, and I told her that that was dumb, but she decided to do that anyway. So we went out, and we were about halfway through dinner, and she asked me why I hadn't proposed to her yet. And I asked her why she was so crazy, and we ended up breaking up that right then on the spot. And she walked out, and that was it. And we broke up, and then I wrote the song, and the song is about what happened the 2 weeks after that. The first line of the song is she took our pictures off the wall and ripped them to shreds, and it was the happiest day of my life, come to find out. So that's what I named it, and that's what it's about. So that's when you're 26, you don't have a whole lot to pull from except for failed relationships and nonsense like that. But it ended up, I wrote a couple of good songs out of that relationship, so that was probably the best thing that happened out of that relationship, because it was pretty terrible. But there's a lot of songs on there like that. Don't Turn Around is kind of like that. It's again, it's about a girl that wanted to date me, and I didn't really want to date her. And so if you listen to the words in that one, it's speaking to her specifically about how, you know, there are so many things you want me to say, like how I love you and never want to say goodbye, but then I'm not going to do that. So you should probably go away.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and play that song, Happiest Day of My Life. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Overturf and Chris Watson.
She took our pictures off of the wall and ripped them to shreds. She took our pillow and sheets and the comforter off of our bed. I don't know just where you've been, but I hope to God that I don't ever see you again. That was the happiest day of my life. Well, she pulled out a big old suitcase, and her clothes, they started flying. I watched her go through our box full of records, just in case she got one of mine. She didn't. I said, baby, you know you couldn't be more wrong. She just turned around and laughed, and she said, so long. That was the happiest day of my life. That was the happiest day. Well, needless to say, now I'm free to do whatever I choose. Nobody. She's right. That was-
but she was sure that I couldn't go on, and I'll just let her keep on thinking she's right. That was the happiest day of my life. That was the happiest day. Of my life.
Okay, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson. Well, Chris, before that last song, we were talking a little bit about the other song you were talking about, Don't Turn Around. Tell everybody a little bit about how you you wrote the song, you composed the song. What's it like orchestrating a song like that with other band members as far as the creation part of it? Because I know you teach at the School of Rock.
Well, I spend a lot of my time, I play all the instruments, and so I have them all set up in my rehearsal studio, and when I get an idea and I'm struck with some sort of inspiration, I'll sit down at one of the instruments and try to hash it out, try to get the idea out of my head. But that's how that song came about, that intro riff that I play. I played that song for about 6 months before the song actually happened, and I had this thing, and I'm going, man, I've got to make this into something, and it never really happened until one day I was sitting down at the piano, and I was just kicked on the little organ patch on the piano and started playing this little progression, this easy little progression, and then I got the guitar, and I'm going, okay, this might work, and then the whole song just kind of fell into place. And, you know, when I write the songs, I write the parts in my head, and I've got ideas of the way I want them to go. But when you introduce them to the band, you can't really tell them what to do. You know what I mean? I play with a lot of accomplished musicians, and I'm not ever going to come up to them and say, here's how you're going to play it, and here's the only way you can play it. I like to leave a lot of the creativity up to them, give them the idea, and then just kind of see where they take it, because it's always good to have that fresh set of ears. But, you know, of course, if they're doing something I don't like, it's still my song, so I've got to tell them, you know, maybe try something else. But, you know, I can play all the instruments myself, and if I need to, I can do it myself. But I just like to surround myself with musicians where they input the creativity. You know, when we got into the studio to record that song, one of the drummers that I used named Nick, we actually had an arrangement on the last verse. It was his idea to do what, when we listened to it, it was his idea to do the little, quiet part on the last verse. You know, we were just going to keep it going like the rest of the song. And that's how it works, man. It's an organic experience, and the song will evolve probably 5 years from now. If we're still playing that song, it won't sound like it does today. You know, it's just, it's an evolution of the music, and we never had that breakdown into the song until we went in to record it. And I've been playing that song for 3 or 4 years, you know, and now that's a part of the song, and I couldn't imagine it without it. So that's how it works, man. And when I bring in other musicians, I don't ever tell them what to play. I let them do what they hear. And if it sounds good, it sounds good. And if it doesn't, then, you know, don't do that next time.
Okay, well, let's listen to the song Don't Turn Around. And we come back, let's touch a little bit about you teaching at the School of Rock in Fort Worth, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me and Chris Watson.
Shut down. Pick up the pieces of this broken night, head in hand and chin towards the sky. This is the last time we'll say goodbye.
Okay, we're back. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson from the Chris Watson Band. Chris, we touched on a little bit about you teaching at the School of Rock. Exactly how did that transpire? Did you approach them or did they approach you, or how did that happen?
Well, last summer when I was touring a lot, I had a drummer named Aaron Stanfield, and he was touring with me. And when we would have a week or two off, he would go over and sub for the drummer and do their little summer camps that they have over in Fort Worth. And he mentioned it to me that they might need a sub or something like that. So I started working over there just 1 or 2 days a week, if that, whenever they needed somebody. And then about November, I think they put me on 3 days a week, and I was still working another kind of day job just to pass the time. And then the beginning of this year, they hired me on full time, and I really love it. I really enjoy the job, just to be around music and be in the presence of music all day long is really fun for me as an artist. I've been playing music, you know, most all of my life, and to now be completely immersed in it, where I'm teaching during the day and playing shows at night and all that stuff, I really enjoy it. And I've got some kids that are really coming along very nicely. I have a 9-year-old student named Trent, who is probably the best guitar player that we've got, and he's 9 years old, you know. And there's kids up into high school that have been playing way longer than he has, but he's got a lot going on. There's a couple of kids. There's a kid named Dally that I've got that he's got his own band. I think he's 16, and he's got his own band, and they're starting to do gigs, and it's really fun to watch them progress like that. And I have some kids that are elementary school, kindergarten age, that, you know, they never had a lesson in their lives, and then here we are 3 months later, and they're playing full songs, and they understand music, and it's really fun to watch. I really enjoy being the teacher and giving back. You know, I never had a formal teacher in my life. I taught myself how to play music. I had a piano teacher once when I was like 6, and she freaked me out because she was old. But you know, I never had that, and so I wished that I had learned things in a certain way that would have helped me out a lot and made me maybe get a lot quicker, learn things, and so I'm trying to use that knowledge that I've got and transfer it onto them, and they all seem to really appreciate it, and that makes me feel good. And when you see them accomplish something for themselves, and it's a really rewarding experience to be able to give back like that to the kids. And then they come out to see my shows, and they buy my albums, and they think I'm some sort of rock star or something. But it's really cool. It's a really fun and rewarding experience, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Well, it's a good thing you have a job doing your passion. I mean, it pays a lot more than sitting on the couch.
Yeah, that's very true.
And plus, if you ever have the opportunity, would you ever have one of these students come up and do a riff with you during a show? Or?
Yeah, you know, I've done that. I've got a kid named Tyler that has come out to a couple of my shows, and I'll set up an extra amp, and we'll throw down on some blues. He's 12 years old, and he likes blues, and he plays it well, and it's really fun. It's really fun to get to do that, and then the crowds, of course, love that. You know, there's two rules in show business, and that's don't follow children and don't follow pets. But, you know, when I get him up to play with me, it's kind of, I have to do it in the last song of the set, kind of as the climax of the set. So,
right.
Yeah, so he doesn't show me up, but it's really fun to see that, you know, and he's looking at me and I'm looking at him, and it's like, man, yeah, we're making music now. This is what we've been training for, you know. It's really fun to do that.
Okay, well, hey, that sounds great. Let's take another little break here. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Overturf. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson from the Chris Watson Band and the School of Rock. We'll be right back. Okay, this is a great song. It's called Heartache by Chris Watson.
Heartache is all that I ever know. It pushes me down, that I can't take it anymore, but I'll carry on. Lord, I won't cry, yes, I will be gone in the blaze. Yeah.
Okay, we're back. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson from the Chris Watson Band. Chris, tell me a little bit about some of your influences. I see that you have this song by the name of Hard Luck Woman. Tell me a little bit how, what inspired you to do that song and who wrote it?
Yeah, that's it's not the Kiss song, which some people seem to be thinking it is, but it's not. It's by written by a guy named Sean Costello, who he passed away back in 2008, and he was 28 years old, and he was a blues guy out of Atlanta, and he was one of the best soulful blues singers and guitar players that I've ever heard. When I first got a hold of one of his albums a long time ago, man, I was just blown away by just the raw ability that he's got. So I've got a lot of his albums and a lot of his videos and things like that, and I wanted to do a couple of his songs, or that song specifically, just kind of as a tribute to him, because it's, you know, it's been a while since he's passed, and you know, he's out of the limelight now, and I just wanted to kind of bring it back up and make sure everybody doesn't forget that this guy is, I mean, he was the real deal. If anybody was the real deal, he was the real deal. And so I do that song that he wrote. It's called Hard Luck Woman. And it's one of my favorite songs that he did. And I was happy to get, you know, permission from his camp to do that song. They were thrilled about me doing it. And I really enjoyed it. I also did another one off of his last album that he didn't actually write it, but it's his arrangement of it. And his song's called Going Home. It's an old gospel song that nobody has credits on. It's just a song that's been passed around probably since before the 1900s. And, you know, I do his version of it on there and kind of I make it my own, of course. I'm not, you know, ripping off exactly the way he did it. But, you know, it's a nod to him, and it's I'm happy to be a part of it and to get to be associated with him and get to be a part of that whole camp. I'm really honored that they would allow me to do that and be happy for me to do it.
Well, this last year, there's been quite a few musicians pass away. I know you're aware of a few of them. Bugs Henderson, I probably got the best video or the last video of him at the guitar show last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out really well. And who was the other guy that you mentioned?
Yeah, Doyle Bramhall Sr. He passed away at the end of last year. And that was a big blow to the DFW area specifically. I actually had tickets to go see his show at the Granada about a month after he had passed away, and I had to get my refund on that, and that kind of sucked, man. He wasn't very old, and he seemed to be in good health, and I don't really know what happened, but it was very out of the blue, and it was really sad. You know, he was such a big part of so many musicians' lives, like, you know, most notably probably Stevie Ray Vaughan. He wrote a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan's songs and mentored him as a singer and mentored him as a musician. And you know, for somebody like that to go, you know, before their time like that, it's a really devastating blow to music, and it just kind of makes you think about your own mortality as a musician, and how, you know, you got to make the best of every situation and just try to just keep pushing forward, because you never really know what's going to happen like that.
Right. Well, you know, he was a cousin of my instructor, Demetrius Savannis. He was from South Oak Cliff also, and so that it's really a small world, and you know, a lot of the people that I know in karate, you know, when we were fighting coming up, Doyle used to be at all the events watching Greek, watching me fight, Rami McCallum, and quite a few other guys that were celebrities back then. And so, you know, I knew Doyle from a peripheral standpoint way back when. And back then, I didn't really know how great he was. He played with Stevie Ray Vaughan, right?
Yeah, he did. He played with him, and he recorded with him, and he wrote a lot of his music, and, you know, he was a huge influence on him. So, you know, that's about as big as it's going to get. You know, he was the real deal, and it's sad that he's gone, and I was really looking forward to his show, you know.
Right. Well, let's take another little break here. This is Jeff Overturf. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson from the Chris Watson Band. We'll be right back. This song goes out to Blaine Koontz in Culty, Texas.
To love you, but it wasn't no use. I feel like I'm choking on a hangman's noose. Hard luck woman, you know you're always down. Hands in pockets, girl, your eyes on the ground. Hard luck woman.
believe you're cursed. Luck keeps going from bad to worse. I'm leaving here, baby.
Okay, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf with Chris Watson. Chris, tell everybody a little bit about what you've done this last year and what you got coming up.
Well, we've had a lot of, been really lucky to get a lot of good stuff going on. I know we did the main stage at the state fair last year, which was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, that's where I shot that video for you. Everybody like that?
Yeah, it was went over really well. I got a lot of good feedback, and it's on my website. You can go check it out, our first set from the state fair. ChrisWatsonBand.com. We also spent a lot of time on the road last year getting a lot of things under our belt. We went out, notably we played with a festival with B.B. King and Buddy Guy out in South Carolina last year and did some shows like that and just spent a lot of time on the road. And this year we've got a lot of that going on. The next few months we're going to be around DFW a whole lot, so if anybody is interested that hasn't come out and seen us play before, you know, you should come out and check out a show. I'm doing a lot of acoustic stuff and a lot of full band stuff around, just around the Metroplex. And then in the fall, we're going to get back on the road. We've got some stuff down on the East Coast going up to Pennsylvania to play the music festival that they've got, the week-long music festival. And they've got guys like Joe Cocker and people like that that are headlining. And we got into it this year, so we're going to get to be a part of that. And then at the end of August, we're going over to Europe, going to do a little European tour, starting in Belgium, a festival in Belgium, and putting a little tour together on that. So we've got a lot of big things going on this year. And with the release of this album, I'm really excited about all the accolades that the album's already getting. We've gotten a lot of good reviews, and we're just moving forward, and I think this album is head and shoulders better than the last one we did, and I hope the next one we do is even better than this one. So it's it seems to be flowing along nicely, and people are buying it and people are coming back to the shows, and that's what it's all about.
So on your website you have all the tour dates, right?
Yes, it's all updated. We keep it updated weekly.
I need to put that on my website also, because that's one of the big questions I get on my show is like, where's this guy playing? So I can go to your website and I can copy all that and put that on that page I have for you on my website, right?
That's right. It's ChrisWatsonBand.com, and it's got music. You can actually download the album, like I said earlier. If you're interested in not waiting until May 15th to get it on iTunes, you can download it at ChrisWatsonBand.com. And it's got all of our information on there, and it's got, if you want to book us for a show, it's got our booking information on there. So it's got everything you need. And if there's something that's not on there that you'd like, there's a message board, so you can tell me about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's one of the biggest questions that I've had to answer all the time. I send them to your website so mm-hmm. that they can try to find out where you're playing. I mean, because every week when I play one of your songs, somebody always makes a comment about how good it is. Well, I sure appreciate you being on my show again, Chris, and you're always welcome here anytime you want. And when you got to hook me up with the a full band set, hopefully this next year, maybe the state fair next year, and I can get plugged into the mixer board, because that's a video I need to get.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. I appreciate you having me on, being supportive of local music. It's really important to have guys like you on our side.
Oh, yeah. Well, I try to do it, you know, because everybody needs to know, because, you know, supporting the community is where it's at.
Absolutely.
Okay, man. I appreciate you having you on the show. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me and Chris Watson from the Chris Watson Band. Told me all the shines in gold. You want more? I give you more. Chris Watson from Denton, Texas.
She's got a butterfly tattoo on the small of her back, driving all the boys wild. She's got a devil may care attitude to match with that angel smile. She likes to play her men against themselves, spending all their money wishing they were somebody else. Credit cards, she's ready to take on the night. If you see her coming, boy, you better run, or else you're bound to wind up in a fight. She'll leave you broken, hungry, and all alone, with no recollection of
a little more Chris Watson from Denton, Texas, personal friend of mine.
Your eyes, baby, is what gave it away. You had something on your mind.
sugar when you're running away. And I'm doing everything in my power to make you stay. Hey, baby, you gotta stop running away, yeah. Just check it out, see what I'm all about. And in your mind, you can have no doubt, you could have no doubt. All you gotta do is just check it out. Wanna get down in here and hey baby, you ain't gonna find me hanging around when the sun goes down. But how can we make love to each other when you're running away? And I'm doing everything in my power to make you stay. Hey baby, you gotta stop running away. Just check it out, see what I'm all about. And in your mind you would have no doubt, you would have no doubt. All you gotta do is just check it out. All you gotta do is just check it out. Just check it out.
All right, I want to give a shout out to Melissa Espinoza from Houston, Texas. Howdy, girl. This is Jeff.
WTF Radio.me, underground and over the top radio.